So what is this? What's going on? We're going to talk to some troops? Friendly crowd, I hope.
No, sir, we're recording the audiobook for your autobiography.
Destiny what?
For the book about your life.
All right, the book I wrote.
Yes, sir.
Destined for Destiny.
That is the title, I think.
Destined for Destiny.
That you picked.
Let's roll the tapes. This is my microphone. Let's recordify. So what, I just read the book?
I think so, sir, yes.
What? Why can't people just read the book themselves? The government shouldn't be reading...
Well, it's an audio book, sir, for people who would rather listen to the book than read it, or maybe they're blind.
It's for the blind.
Yes, I suppose, Mr. President.
Well, let me tell you something. I care about our blind voters. I also care about the voters who are blind but nonetheless believe strongly in not reading books. This is important work. Let's get started.
You can put on your headphones there. I'll be very quiet.
Yeah, you be quiet. Don't wreck my concentration.
Destined for Destiny, audiobook, take one.
Chapter one.
Can we take that again from the top, please, Mr. President?
Take it what?
The mistake and the...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that mistake.
I wouldn't call that a mistake. That's what you called it.
Yeah, with a computer I can edit that out, Mr. President.
I don't think so.
That's how we normally do it.
Let me make something clear to you. You're not going to edit the president's words. Nobody elected you, did they? They elected me. Did somebody elect you? I didn't know about it.
No, sir.
I'm the decider. I'm the word maker. This is a sacred recording. The president's words are not going to be changed with the computer machines of science.
Okay, take two.
Chapter one. I should read the title, too. Shall I read the title? Destined for Destiny by George W. Bush.